We were leaving the schoolhouse, me and another boy, and we had headed out with our bucket. And he stopped and picked us up. Mm-hmm. And boy, did I. Whoopee. And there weren't many automobiles now. Mm-hmm. You see, my daddy seen first never come in this country, and it wasn't even automobile, called an auto buggy.
Yeah.
And he quit work and run up there to see it. And it was going to this place where I was going to get that water. Uh-huh. And it was a fellow by the name of Shangler, old man T.J. Shangler in Donaldsonville. Mm-hmm. And it had things back, in other words, it wasn't exactly like a... It had rods come back there on that axle, the engine pulled it, and see, it was coming like this, pulling them hind wheels, don't you see?
Yeah.
And it didn't have a steering wheel. It had a, now I didn't see this, but I heard my daddy, he was coming in talking about it. He was working there at that sawmill and seen him coming on. First thing that he'd ever seen without something hitched to it. And they called it oil buggy. It had this head, straight stick cross that you guide it with.
Dude, do you remember how you changed gears in it?
No, you know, and he wouldn't have either. He didn't know how he changed them gears and that thing. Mm-hmm. But he said, they called it guts. Uh-huh. He said the guts was all down under that buggy. It was a buggy.
Uh-huh. With an engine.
With an engine. Now that's what it was, but had solid rubber tires. Now it didn't have the steel tires on it like the old buggy did. Mm-hmm. It had solid, but they were little them tires, wasn't they? Mm-hmm. Little bit of tires, but they were solid, but they were rubber. Mm-hmm. But didn't have no air in them. He didn't have no trouble about puncturing them. And that was a Buick, Studebaker or something. That was some of the first cars that come to this country. Mm-hmm. Now the first one that I ever, I was 18, I'll show you how fast that moved on. You see, when I done that ride, and I was about 7 years old when I got my first ride, and then I had a mule buggy, and I traded my buggy in on, and my daddy paid the rest of it in on a 17 model, and it was second-handed. But it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. Oh boy, it was automobile then. It wouldn't be nothing now.
Yeah.
You see, it didn't have but two gears. Well, it had three. It had a reverse and a low and high. Mm-hmm. Would you know how to drive a Model T?
I would have no idea. I've never.
Well, I tell you what I can do. I could get on one right there and just dog it right now. I know it best do good as I did.
What did it look like on the inside? I've never even.
Oh, it had a running board and had magneto lights. Mm-hmm. Now see, if I was coming up here or had a corner there to turn, when I slowed down, them lights slowed down.
Yeah.
And you'd have to throw it out of gear and give it some juice, don't you see? Mm-hmm. Speed your motor up. Then your lights and come on, see, the faster you run, the brighter lights you have.
That's kind of dangerous when you're going around.
Well, you know, we didn't pay it a bit of mind, so we noticed I could do it in the dark. I could do it right now. Uh-huh. And it had a pedal, three pedals, one brake, one reverse, and one forward.
Yeah.
And you just push that in. You see, you had a brake band, you had a clutch band, a brake band. That's where they got these automatic transmissions. They figured that from the old Model T Ford. Mm-hmm. It had a big drum in there. And you know, it was something like a lamp wick.
Yeah.
That the bands, well, when you mash that clutch, it caught that drum. Mm-hmm. And that put, of course, the drum was running all the time, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And all right, you'd get up your speed, what's that mud, you'd jerk your foot up, you'd high gear, of course, had a lever you'd let out. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, to let that lever down, smash your clutch and get it. You had to feed it with your hand. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no foot feet. Uh-huh. You took your You give it what gas you want. Gas is on one side and sparks on the other. You give it ever how much spark did it need it. And then there you was, you gas, whatever. And you talk about a fool. I didn't have since one when I got on that thing. If I didn't have a 10 foot to go, I went just quick as I could. I always had walked and so, and drove a mule.
Yeah.
And, that's what I had to kill myself. Because, well, 40 miles an hour, fastest thing had run, but then the roads we had on, had to travel in, was about like a 75 here now on these roads out here.
Yeah.
It was faster. Mm-hmm. 40 miles was faster.